But you go from now moment to now moment. All right, there is no past, there is no future. All there are these little snapshots, these moments of focus, and they run together, and that's what gives you the illusion of time. So you're constantly moving. You're constantly going back and forth between all these versions, all these vibrations. The thing is that your vibration, your energetic field doesn't change that much. So you aren't going to put yourself on a timeline where things are drastically different. You're not going to pull yourself out and put yourself on a version of reality where World War II didn't happen, because that created a whole different version of reality. So you're going to keep the collective story pretty close, and then you can alter your own personal history. Take a deep breath, everyone. When we start talking about this, you'll get really activated, because what happens is you can process it for a moment in your heart, and then you go back up to the mind and try to figure it out, and that doesn't work, because the mind will never be able to process all this, because the mind says, no, there's one version, that's it, that's what it was set up for, that's what it was designed for. So to process all of this, you've got to go into your heart center. And once you're there, you can again tap into the higher realms, and you say, oh yes, this, I know this, because that multidimensional being is your true nature. Being limited is not typical. It is very unusual to have this perspective. Very unusual, which is also part of the fun of the game, why you all like to come, because it is so different from your typical state of being. It's a fun game. How's it feel so far?
Great.
Well, when you reawaken to your expanded self, you say, oh, this is a lot of fun. The ego says, not so much. All right, but your expanded self says, yes, this is really different. So enjoy the ride. And enjoy the process that you're in right now. Because it's not about getting to the fourth or fifth dimension. It's about the process that you're going through in this now moment that is so rich. This is why you came. Because again, you already know what it's like to be multidimensional. You don't know how to go from being a dense third dimensional being to an expanded being. That's what you're all working on. And that's what you're teaching the rest of us. To go from such density to such an expanded awareness in such an amazingly short amount of time, personally and collectively and planetarily. Never happened before. Ever. So it's not the destination, but the journey that you came for.